This episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, SNL, and more. Right now, our listeners get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Joey. That's HuluPlus.com/Joey.
You gotta say that with some bass in your voice, cocksucker. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's the day before the 4th. It's July 3rd. It's going down. Death Squad Nashville is barbecuing, fucking marinating. You should be doing the same role here, smoking reefer. It's a beautiful day to be alive. A little children of the motherfucking grave. Because at the end of the week, that's all we fucking really are anyway. Take that motherfucker, Lee. Hit it! Go, Lee. Go, Lee. You can't wiggle to this, Lee. This is Black Sabbath. Don't make me stab you with my fucking black gun.
This isn't wiggle. This is like a something else.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. They're tired of being pushed around and told not what to do. Are you fucking kidding me or what? The 3rd of July, you got the world by the ball. Some of you's got to work. Some of you's don't have to work. Lee got a mysterious fucking job interview at 3:30.
Yeah, because my job's ending.
Here we go. 3:30 on the day before the fucking 4th, which nobody's even doing dick after 12.
Because I'm the flying Jew. They open it up for whenever I
fucking
want.
Fucking pissing me the fuck off.
What?
You got more jobs than a fucking Jamaican.
Yeah,
every 2 weeks.
It's TV job shows end.
You smoke enough reefer this month?
No, no. Going to San Jose with you, I haven't done nearly enough reefer.
Get in here, cocksucker. Let's hit this motherfucker. This is the strong shit. Out of respect for NoHo Organic staying open. They defied the odds. They got a license. They're staying open. They got the fucking Chiba Chews in there. I took a nice Chiba Chew this morning already to start the day off.
No wonder why you're all wild up.
Sure. You got to start the day off with Chiba Chew and fucking cornflakes. That's how the real pimps do it. But I didn't take the strong Chiba Chew. I took the one with the pain relief from my
knees. All strong.
Nah, it's this one's fucking
basic. No, they're great. They're all strong.
This one's a little milder. It just soothes into the pain relief. It's got the cannabinoids, the whole fucking thing. You know how we do it, dog. We ain't got time to fuck around. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't. That was one of my favorite. Because you call me. We've talked about this. You call me about like at least once or twice a day. And sometimes you'll call me back within like 5 minutes. And I picked up the phone the second time yesterday. You're like, dude, sometimes I get fucked up. I forgot why I wanted to call you. I gotta call you back.
I got a lot of shit on my mind. You know what I'm saying?
I was dying for like 10 minutes.
It's a beautiful. What are you doing for the 4th, Lee?
I'm just hanging out with the girl.
That's what I heard. You bring a little broad over, you're gonna tie her up and light her on fire.
Absolutely. I'm gonna let her. What?
What are you gonna cook for?
I don't know. What do you want me to cook for?
Chicken piccata.
If I had told you that I was gonna cook chicken piccata for a girl on the 4th, you'd be like, What the fuck you doing? It's hot dogs and hamburgers. It's been that way since 1776.
That's right. Hot
dogs, chicken piccata. What are you talking about?
You want to impress her. What kind of music? What's going on with these fucking flying Jews you're going to see? I got a note yesterday. Somebody went to see him in Seattle.
Okay.
At the Gorge for the something festival.
Okay.
Fight broke out. Fucking Israelis. They got the video up. Drugs. He goes, tell Lee to make sure to take the Molly. With the girls. We got some Molly
for you. Oh, they go crazy.
I brought a nice call for you last night. Get a Molly. Look what else I got today. Somebody in San Jose gave me. Oh, shit. Fucking Quaaludes, the original. I got a 4-pack here, Lee.
The smallest bottle I've ever. It's like a joke bottle.
This is all you need. This is all you need. A little Quaalude for you.
And how many of those would you take?
You take one with a couple beers, and you're fucked up.
And that's the Lucy Snorbush
Quaalude. These are the ones. The Aurora 714. There was two types of Quaalude. They were made by two pharmaceutical companies, Lemon and Aurora. R-O-R-E-R.
They were made by pharmaceutical companies?
Yeah, at first. Who do you think made the fucking Gorilla
Biscuit? I thought it was like a whatever.
People did them too at the house with the mold. But the original was Lemon and Aurora.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
Come on, who the fuck you think? And Lily used to make Tumalos. Tremendous. Fucking tremendous, those little capsules. The funny thing was, Tylenol is really a very strong pain pillar, like pain relief.
Okay.
Back in the 70s. And I'll tell you how I got them. It was the weirdest way. This kid's mother was dying of cancer. And that's what they gave her for pain. And she would take the pills and sell them.
She would?
Yep, through her son. And that's how I used to get them.
Why wasn't she taking them?
Because she knew she was going to fucking punch the ticket. And she'd rather get $20 a piece with it in 1980 for them.
Jesus Christ.
So she'd get like 30 of them, and she'd sell them for 20 bucks a fucking piece. That's $60, right?
600.
600. 60. 600. So, there you fucking
it's a good
go.
Achievement, you.
There you fucking go, you know? It's funny how I was thinking about all that shit. You know, I was saying that this week was the 28 years from when I left Jersey to go to Colorado, and it was the beginning of a new life for me, in essence.
Yeah.
And at that time, I always had police contact. At least every fucking 30 days.
Okay.
I always had fucking police contact.
When you say contact, you mean like arrested?
They come to talk
or
to me for
just
something.
Talking to you.
Or arrest, or take me down and question me from March of 83 to probably, no, from March of 84 to probably June of 85. I was arrested maybe 10 times.
Oh.
Questioned fucking 8 times.
No, I still get nervous when I see
knocked on the door and asked me questions of where I was and my, and I would just fucking roll with the punches.
It didn't make you nervous? Like I get nervous when I see a cop car driving close to me in traffic.
No, because I knew I was involved with that type, you know, and they would come talk to me to see if they'd get something out of me, but at the same time they would ask me stupid questions, whatever. So when I went to Colorado, my main goal was not to have police contact.
Okay.
You know, it was like, even when I lived with George from February of 80, or from March of 85 to June of 85, they never knocked on George's door. But what I did have was police contact on the outside. I tried to rob an office building one time. They caught me 2 blocks away, but I had a suit on with a briefcase and paperwork, so they couldn't do nothing to me. They couldn't figure it out. Why would this guy? I was looking for a job. I was applying for a job. I wasn't trying to rob no place. So they let me go. 2 days later, they probably found out I was trying to rob the joint. They seen the fucking thing, but it was too late. I didn't have an ID. I always made up a story, you know. But it's really funny. I always tell people about karma, and karma's a motherfucker. In 85, when I went to Boulder, I didn't do shit. For 30 days, I didn't have police contact.
Okay.
And what happened was I was using these credit cards that my buddy was sending me.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point that I can't even explain to you. Like, I would get so frustrated that I would throw the cards out the window. Let's say I'm Woodman and Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go back a week later and get the cards out of the weeds and get them. I mean, it was just pathetic how I was using these credit cards.
Okay.
So I was using them all over Boulder and Louisville at the time. And I'd go to Denver. I mean, I was fucking banging out credit cards. I was great at it. I had patience. I didn't rush it. I would always leave the store and come back. So I always had doubts. Like, I'd come in and say, I'm looking for a Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a high-powered Walkman, and I wouldn't buy it off the bat. I'd walk. I knew I wasn't going to buy it, but I'd come back. So I'd go, what are you talking about? If it was a Hotz credit card, and I was very good at it. The problem happened. I was stupid. Like most criminals, I was stupid. So I used that at this one mall. And after like 30 days when I decided to get a job at the fucking mall, I applied at Foot Locker, and I got a call back. Mm-mm-mm. Wheaties. I took this fucking job.
Okay.
And I started selling sneakers at Foot Locker. Was I using the credit card then? Maybe for big dinners, like $200 dinners and shit like that. And one day this big lurchy cop comes in with a police uniform on. And he says he wants to talk to me. I was recognized as a guy that had used a big amount of credit card at a jewelry store upstairs. And now I was working down here. Could they talk to me? And they asked me a bunch of questions. And I told them I didn't know nothing about it. So they could search my pockets. I don't even have credit cards. And they said, okay, we're going to come back. We're going to look at some of the tape. They came back about 3 days later, him and another guy. And they said that they saw me on the tape, that they were getting an arrest warrant ready, that I should come down with them. I said, you have an arrest warrant now? And they go, no. I go, I ain't coming nowhere then. They said, all right, we'll be back. That fucking Sunday, the cop came back by himself, this lurchy motherfucker, and he says to me, listen, we didn't get the paperwork ready on Thursday, but we're going to come for you tomorrow. I said, what are you doing here today? Then he goes, this is going to be easy for you. Just come down, turn yourself in. We got the clothing size on some of the clothes, and they fit you.
There's no way they can know that.
Yeah, and I'm like, who the fuck do you think you're fucking talking to, Lurch? Gets better. He comes to my fucking house that night.
Jesus.
With a patrol car, and he goes, listen, they're going to come get you tomorrow. Just letting you know. You might as well come clean with me. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. If I would, I would leave by now if I was going to be, if I was guilty. They want to come talk to me, come talk to me, all right? See you in the morning. I slammed the door. I went in there, I packed my clothes. I got the girl downstairs.
Yeah.
I was dating her for a while, and I said, listen, I'm going to San Francisco. She goes, I'm coming with you. We drove to the airport. We bought two plane tickets on one of the stolen credit cards, and we went to San Francisco. That's when my crime career started. I went to San Francisco, then I went to Aspen. Then from Aspen, I got in trouble, and I went to Boulder. In Boulder, I started hanging out. I kidnapped that Vela kid, that fucking moron Vela with Kidwell. And what do you think happened?
Went to jail.
What do you think with the arresting officer was what?
No way.
He was the detective now. 2 years later. Do you know this fucking moron sat there prosecuting me for 9 months, never put two and two together?
Really?
That I had raped him on a fucking credit card.
Wow.
And the guy took it personal. Like, he took the kidnapping case personal. You know, there's two types of cops. There's cops that do a job for a living, and they don't make it personal. And there's another thing. There's the cops that you see high-fiving. Like when you see him, we arrested John Gotti today. The Teflon Don is over. Those type of fucking cops, they could suck my dick. They think like, you know, they did something major. They just put a fucking hole in the wall and some other hole opened up. You know what I'm saying? So while you just covered one hole in the dike, but another fucking hole opened up.
Yeah.
So you might walk around with this ego, you arrested this guy, but he didn't do dick. So one thing, and I have a lot of love and respect for cops, is that there's two types of cops. There's cops that are doing a job, then there's the other cops that think like they high five. Like when they fucking put the thing in Mars and they were high fiving at NASA, all those fucking nerds. Good. You're fucking high fiving with a blue shirt on. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking impressed. I've never liked that shit, that gay. Look at us. We did it. We did nothing. You were sitting on the fucking couch. We did. So it's funny, that guy hated me. Dave Sieper fucking hated me. He's still a cop.
How do you remember these names?
You gotta remember those type of names.
Jesus.
Because you gotta remember the face in case you gotta blast one of these motherfuckers one day. It's really weird how sometimes I'll think of a name of somebody that I've been thinking about for 2 or 3 days, and when I lay down that night in my sleep, bang,
get
it comes to me.
Oh.
Naturally.
Now, since I'm not a... It just doesn't... We talked about this in San Jose, how I didn't understand how Aaron Hernandez could get a $40 million contract and still do that. When you said you wanted to go to Colorado and not get police contact, but you're going everywhere using stolen credit cards, like, to me, a Jew who's right. Never...
It's a walking non-tundra, whatever they say. I'm a walking contradiction. I was trying to not have police contact. I was trying just to beat the cops. That's what I should have said.
Okay, you weren't going to go clean. You just didn't want to have them bother you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That was my goal. I wasn't thinking of going clean. I wasn't going to do drugs. When I moved to Boulder, I was 6 months clean from cocaine. Really? I wasn't doing blow. I was smoking a little bit of weed. I was drinking from time to time. But I wasn't doing blow then. I didn't start doing blow till 87.
Why did you
86,
stop?
86. I just knew it was time to stop. I ended up homeless. I ended up in a bad situation. I just didn't like what it would do to me. I was stupid, but I wasn't that stupid. I knew that it was the root of a lot of my fucking problems, along with, you know, sometimes you have a problem that's going on, an issue,
mm-hmm.
in the back of your mind, and it's eating away at you, and you drink alcohol, and you smoke pot to relieve the issue, or the pain, or whatever the fuck's eating away at you. But then you throw a certain drug on that motherfucker, and it's like fucking alcohol on a fire. You know, it's like gasoline on a fire. And cocaine had that type of energy mixed with what I was feeling. It was perfect. They were perfect for one another. It's like a storm. You know, there's different variables to a storm. when there's a hurricane, you got to get warm air and cold air, and they meet, don't they?
Yeah.
Some shit like that, and they spin around, and you have a fucking hurricane or whatever the fuck. I'm not a meteorologist. But that's the same thing that goes on with human beings.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you add alcohol to it, and it takes that problem and turns into something else. Sometimes you add cocaine to an issue. I'm not saying a problem. You have an issue. Your wife left you. You lost a brother. You're angry about something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your anger is from something. You know, sometimes when you die, when somebody dies, you go through different
stages.
And it becomes sadness to mourning to anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you got to remember, okay, my mom died. That's cool. I can live with that. Anthony Balzano died in the 8th grade. Then my mom died, and I can live with that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is November 79. But then in August of 80, one of my best friends died. That wasn't good. Dominic Special, his sister, is still tight with me. So at that point, my state of mind was some completely... At that point...
So that's three in like less than 2 years?
Less than 2 years, and I'm eating acid.
Oof.
I'm eating acid, which is helping me. Because it's breaking down the process. Acid breaks down the process in your mind. It's like eating a mushroom. That's why I tell people, if you have a problem that's eating away in you, go get a mushroom. Go get a mushroom, sit in your apartment, lock the fucking door. At one point of that trip, your mind is going to play out that hand.
Okay.
It's going to really play out that hand, and you're going to break that down. You know, they say that all the great musicians wrote when they did acid. The Stones, not the Stones, like the Beatles and all that shit. I see it. You know why I eat edibles?
Why?
So I get to a level that I'm really fucked up on the THC, and I start giggling, and I come out with jokes. That night, one of the funniest things to me that I've ever said that I laughed at myself was when I said that you were the head of pornography in Auschwitz. You know? I was so high to say that because I was so out there. I was so out there, so high, and this is the shit I have to write down at night. Like, I do great writing in the daytime, but after those edibles kick in at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, you expand your mind, you know, you lower your inhibitions. It's really weird. I used to be a salesman on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and during the week, I could sell, but something was wrong. I could make $2,000-$3,000 a week selling. I'm not bad. Like, Danny B that calls in was salesman, mm-hmm. was natural salesman. When I did coke the night before and drank, if I did coke till about 5 or 6 and then went to work at 7, I'd sell a bunch more. You know why? Because I was unconscious. I didn't know what I was saying.
Really?
It's amazing. The days I had really good days, it was because of the night before. But once I started getting high for the purpose of that, then I didn't sell shit.
Oh.
Then I would just get so tired. But if you don't think about something, you're unconscious. You go back to your memory muscle, your muscle memory.
Is that why you, like, you always seem to say, when you're like, if you're doing a weekend of comedy, the last two shows or last show is always the best one. Is that why? Because, like, you've done it, and you're like, it's more like memory. Like, you're not thinking about the jokes anymore.
You're not thinking about them. You added the tags. You had to add to them. You're a lot looser than Thursday. If you listen to Thursday's set from last week and Saturday's, it's two different worlds,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Thursday's ain't bad. I mean, what we thought wasn't bad. Once you listen to Saturday's, it's fucking bad. Thursday's is bad. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh. That's what happens when I don't go out during the week. You forget those tags. You forget little things, your body movements. That's why you have to work out. You have to stay loose during the week. You
okay.
know? But you saw Friday, I was a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And by Saturday, I was a completely different comic.
That's crazy, yeah.
You know, Thursday, I'm more chatty.
What do you mean?
More chatty. My act is more chatty. There's more waste. There's this and that. Because Thursday night, I look at a notebook, and everything I've been making notes of during the week, I throw up there. Just as a throw up.
Okay.
Some people write a full joke. Some people will go, you know, what did I fucking see last night? That was interesting. I saw something. And some people will take that, write it out, and write the joke. I'll take that subject, throw it out there without a punchline. So I'll force myself to say a punchline. I'll write that punchline down when I go home. And from there, I'll write.
Okay.
Because I was forced under the gun. Under the gun, I'll never write that fucking joke. We were talking about the gay guys last week when I said gay marriage passed. I'm very happy. But don't fucking come crying to me, you know.
Yeah.
When kids say, my daddy married my uncle. Because, you know, it's a bunch of craziness. It's the same shit. I wrote that joke on stage. Now I could tag it. offstage because now I have a direction. You know what I'm saying? So that's what happens.
Okay.
What the fuck? Who the fuck knows about... Where's some music for me? What time it is? What time it is, bitches? It's a beautiful day to be alive. It's a day before the motherfucking fourth. Hit it, Lee. Oh, shit. Old school fucking Aerosmith. Tremendous. Just to keep you going on a Wednesday morning. By the way, this is the last Wednesday morning we do. We're taking the Wednesday show into the afternoon. It's killing me.
What? We're doing it because it's awesome. We're not doing it because we're tired.
No. We're doing it switching around. Mondays will be early and get the week started.
Yeah.
Wednesday will be in the afternoon. We're doing 2 live podcasts a month.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, Lee. Kick it. Kick that motherfucker, Lee. A little something for Boston. Still in my hopes and prayers. I never forgot what happened. Hit it! Secondly, oh shit. Talk about things that nobody cares. Worry about the things that nobody wears. Oh shit. You call my name, but I gotta make clear. I think it's ain't been the middle of the year. It's a fucking jam, Jack. We forget how fucking great this song is.
Oh, yeah.
Aerosmith was a fucking monster. Please, get those early 5 albums. You cannot go wrong. What do they cost you now? $5 on fucking... Hit it.
What were these guys taking? This is... What are they... They should keep taking them.
I forget this. What album this is. This is maybe Toys in the... I don't even fucking know. You never read the book?
No.
Aerosmith. It would blow your mind. They were doing a lot of fucking heroin. And the singer and the guitar player weren't talking. You had to live in a house all together in Boston.
Yeah.
And they would have to fill out a piece of paper, like sign up a sheet. So at 7 in the morning, Brad Whitford and the drummer would go downstairs and play the fucking drums and the bass or whatever the fuck, the guitar. Mm-hmm. And they would lay their tracks down.
It's from Toys in the Attic.
Who the fuck do you think you're dealing with here? You know what I'm saying? Those are great albums that I grew up on, that I play for years. I just leave the album on the whole fucking side. Tremendous. Aerosmith, tremendous. Remember, they did it all without Twitter and fucking Facebook. They did it all by word of mouth. That means you had to call your cousin in Boston and go, hey, when this band Aerosmith comes around, take the $8 and go down there and see what life is all about.
That's crazy. I mean, when I grew up, did they have strawberries where you were? It was like a music store?
Strawberry here. Smoke.
And they had like a list of the concerts coming to town. Like, even that was cool.
Really?
You didn't have that?
I didn't have strawberries. I had my own mind. You know, man, we had the radio, and then we had the fucking... And yeah, we had Things from England. There was a shop called Things from England that sold you... Look at Lee smoking. Hold that smoke in, Lee. God damn it. Look at you. There you go. So you've been juicing cheeseburgers? What you been eating lately? Kind of sucking.
I fucked up a little bit.
What'd you fuck up? What'd you go to McDonald's?
No.
What happened?
That's good weed.
Oh, this is tremendous weed. Only the best for my fucking little nephew, Lee Syed.
There's a place by where I work now. It's kind of like the China Deli you go to. It's like this quick little Japanese teriyaki place. And I went there a couple days this week. And as I was leaving today, on the window, it had a B health rating. I was like, fuck, I can't go there again. It tasted fine, but... I don't know. Fucking the bee scared me.
What did you eat?
I had chicken teriyaki.
With steamed rice and a salad?
Yep.
With the little juice on the fucking salad? They always have, like, you know, a nice little salad dressing.
Yeah. No, it was delicious.
Not bad. No, a bee means that maybe they left a towel out or something. You know, that's what it means. It doesn't mean like a C or a D means you're a filthy motherfucker. But this is what pisses me off. That they remember, when the health department comes to check them, they tell them they're coming.
Yeah.
So how can I tell you I'm coming and you're still fucked up?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I don't understand. So, but sometimes a B is because you did something. Maybe you didn't have the chicken in the right temperature. Did you shit blood?
No, not
then
yet.
Then you're okay.
And they tried to sneak it by me. Like, you know how most of the time they have it in the lower right-hand corner? This was the top left of the window, so I didn't see it. And then I got in my car. I was like, what the fuck? kind of
thing. See, you like going into all these weird places. You'll drive and see a place and think it's okay. I don't do that shit.
It's right next to, I've worked down there for like 6 months, so.
But did somebody at work tell you it was delicious and nutritious? No. So why the fuck would you go in there? I see 1,000 fucking places that I could pull over, but nobody told me.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I'll do Yelp, but sometimes you're...
Yelp!
Yeah, what the...
And believe some fucking mook that had the time to put on a fucking computer. Oh, I had a sandwich there. Get the fuck out of here.
It's usually pretty Yelp. Accurate.
You could tell by fucking life.
What you does can that
tell
mean?
By experience. I don't go nowhere when I haven't heard nothing about.
So what do you do if on the road then?
Nothing. I don't fucking eat. I go where my Goombas fucking go. Did you see Rogan last night? He posted on Twitter, I'm going to San Francisco. What's a good place to eat? Your Goombas will tell you.
How's that different from Yelp?
Listen, he knows. There's 2 or 3 people that he's friends with on Twitter that are eaters, and they know what he likes. It's like I have a friend that's a movie guy. If he calls me and tells me to go see a movie, I go see his movies because I understand him. He understands me. I don't believe some fucking white dude on ABC News that tells me fucking Iron Man is good. That's never going to fucking happen. I don't know him. And these fucking idiots walking around here, would you trust one of these guys with a food suggestion? No. But there's a couple people that they come to me, like Steve Simone.
Yeah.
He told me about this fucking deli.
Oh, yeah,
Sepulveda.
He keeps telling me about it.
Yeah, that's the dude. He's from fucking Philadelphia, and half his life is about food. You follow me? It's like eating from a fucking skinny chef. Why would I eat food from a fucking skinny chef? You don't eat.
Yeah.
You're a fucking hypochondriac.
But sometimes you're out.
Oh, no, sometimes nothing. Don't go into a place unless you know.
There's no possible way to live like that.
Yes, there is. Because there's got to be one place that you do go into down there. And you know what their food's about. Go in there, and then you ask those idiots at your job, you see what the fuck they eat. If they come in with a fucking chicken Caesar salad wrap from Subway, niche that motherfucker from your life. Do you follow what I'm saying to you? There's certain people you listen to. If you see a motherfucker who comes in and takes the time, and he has chicken cutlets, and he breads them, well, you go to that motherfucker and go, listen, I didn't bring anything today. Where's something good around here? He takes care of himself. But some guy that eats like a fucking mutt, like you see him with a Subway sandwich, I wouldn't listen to that fucking guy.
You eat Subway sandwiches.
A tuna, a 6-inch tuna, once a fucking year. It's a big difference than taking advice from somebody who tells you a spicy Italian is the way to go. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you, dog?
Yeah, but...
But what?
When you're in Minneapolis, and let's say you don't have any friends there, you're going to go hungry because you
walk around. There's a fucking...
The internet's been around for 20
hold
years.
Hold on. If there's a fucking Fogo de Chao, you go in there. You know these people. Do you understand? It's better than some mom and pop fucking store where you go in and they're picking their nose, fucking selling laundry on the side. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, though? Then you wonder why they gotta fucking be ready. Is anybody calling?
Not yet.
Jesus Christ on a crutch. So, that's what I'm trying to say to you. Don't go into those. If you don't know, if nobody hasn't told you, why would you go in there? Oh, because it looks good? I had a friend that did that. Waste money. Take a chance at a fucking place. If it's between me taking a chance at a place, I go to China Deli.
Hey, that's your phone.
This fucking guy. What's the problem? I text you the number to call. Well, fucking look. All right, bye. This is what I got to deal with. You understand me?
I've never really been burnt by Yelp. It's usually been pretty good. I mean, so I only go if there's like 8,000 reviews. I don't go with 2 reviews. If there's like 500 reviews, and they say, get the wings, I'll get the wings.
But what are these people that are fucking reviewing eating?
I have no idea.
Here's my man right here. At least Ari Shafir, you bad motherfucker, you. We're talking about food and going into restaurants. You know, I'm trying to... Lee said he went to some Japanese... Lee said he goes into restaurants 3 days this week, and on the way out last night, he saw the place had a B rating, and he felt bad. And I'm telling him that guys like you and me... I only eat at places where somebody tells me they went down and it's good. I won't just walk into a place closed because I like what the fuck they're saying on the walls or what the price is or nothing. How many places have I turned you on to that have been tremendous when I give you a fucking Yelp? When I give you a fucking thing and I go, Ari, I went there to eat. Make sure you go in there. Are they ever fucking bad?
No.
Fuck no.
No, it started with the walk. Walk on Poinsettia and Melrose.
10 years ago.
I lived right there.
Because
yeah.
I go for quality like, and value is number like 2.
Yeah.
No,
like
I know.
That's the place to go. And I was like, dude, Joe Diaz told me where to go eat. I think I got to go. And I went there fucking 90 times before I moved out of that place.
It was delicious. For $6, you'd eat like a savage. And then from there, we went over to China Deli in the Valley. We went to, I've told you about 1,000 places. Yeah, we've done, because I always get you a lunch special. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, they have a great lunch special. That's what the Walk had, too. It was like 2.5 meals for one.
Charge of lunch special. I know what it is to have $8 and to make it work for you. We don't have time to take $8. Oh, well, they have Indian food. I ain't going in there. It's. I'm telling him, you know, like if he talks to somebody at work and he goes to the cubicle and they're eating a fucking Subway sandwich and they got a smile on their face, you ditch that motherfucker from your life. You don't ask him for food advice. You follow me? What's happening, Ari Shafir? Ari Shafir is in the food capital. Talk to me. What's going on? Yeah. You've been there in a month now in New York.
I haven't eaten in my apartment one time. I've gotten delivery a couple times, but that's it. And it took a single meal in there.
And it's delicious. Everything you eat.
Here. Yeah. Nonstop. They had this place, My Little Piggy, has roast beef. It's open until like 2 a.m. I go there on the way home.
Roast beef sandwiches?
Roast beef sandwiches with cheese whiz. They have these pastrami sliders with like gravy on it. It's really good.
And what about Chinese? You've been tearing up some Chinese?
All right. Here's the problem with Chinese food in New York. It ain't great, man. Especially late at night. There's not that much. You'd think there'd be plenty. Even Chinatown, there's one place open, and nothing delivers after 2.
I'm not a big Chinatown guy. I never have been, man. Never have been. I don't know what
I like the smells and the looks of the place, but the food, it's just not... like you said, in New Jersey, there's better Chinese food.
Told you. Bro, I'm a Chance Dragon Inn guy. I judge everything on the pork fried fucking rice, the egg roll, and the egg drop soup. If after that they can't make it happen, we got nothing to fucking discuss.
Yeah, it's all coming down to the egg roll. Simone was here, and all we wanted to do was to find a legit style egg roll. We went in Chinatown, me, him, and Court. We walked around for 35 minutes, just going like, "Can we see your egg roll?" And it was always that stupid like Thai kind, and not the Chinese kind. It looked like you had fucking herpes and genital warts on it.
I cannot believe that that little skinny egg roll shit has passed to the East Coast. If I went to a restaurant on the East Coast and they hit me one of those skinny fucking veggie egg rolls, I'd snap like a fucking twig right in there. Man, before I left...
Nothing. It's no substance.
I swear to God, Ari Shafir, I'm going to make you fucking drool. Before I left, every time I would steal, I would go to 33rd Street. There used to be a restaurant that was there for years called Billy Hung's. I used to go... They used to have a picture of my real father up on the wall there. Did you know that?
Really?
Because him and all the Jews used to go in there after a heroin score and fucking... go crazy. And when I was a kid, I'd go in there 3, 4, 5, all the way up to the time I was 20. And their specialty was a lobster egg roll. $33.
Oh, what?
$33 for a lobster egg roll. But it was a meal that lasted you for a fucking night.
$33.
Fucking delicious. I'm talking about a fucking... I'm talking about a lobster tail, huge, wrapped with a fucking egg roll. I'm talking about a meal. You understand? Oh, no, this was tremendous. But still, my best all-time pork fucking egg roll is Chan's Dragon Inn. That's the best one.
Is that where George got me?
That's where George got you. That to me...
was great. When I was shooting Down and Dirty and he came to the hotel, what a nice guy. Came all the way to the hotel and bought me an egg roll and some pork fried rice. It was fucking good. I was just taking it as a favor. I was like, all right, this guy's nice. Let me just take it. I'll eat 2 bites. It was good.
And they give you the good duck sauce. Not that red shit they give you out here. They give you that good duck sauce. You dip it in the duck sauce and the fucking hot mustard. And you eat that
mustard. You do a mix.
Oh, my God. Delicious. Last time when me and Lee went 2 years ago, I brought 4 egg rolls back to my room that night. Do you know that every time I get up to pee, I take a bite out of the fucking egg roll, even if it was cold, just out of respect, because I knew I would never eat an egg roll like that out here ever fucking again.
Oh, wow. I'm going to take a trip down there just to go for that.
Oh, no. Just tell George to pick you up on the other side. Just let me know when you want it, and I'll have George pick you up on the other side and take you. There's 2 places on the other side that if you're living there, you got to try. Definitely Chan's Dragon Inn, and there's a place, Ari, that I'm scared to tell you. This is how good it is. Because this is how good it is. That's how good it is. My friend said the other day, I spoke to my buddy who's a longshoreman. He said the other day he had to go down there. It's a horrible place to go, though. That's the problem. There's no parking. You have to take a bus there and really enjoy it. They only make Cuban steak sandwiches, Cuban milkshakes, and Coca-Cola and iron beer. That's all they sell. The Yankees...
Coca-Cola and what?
Iron beer. The Cuban Coca-Cola. But the main thing they sell, they only sell one thing, is Cuban steak sandwiches. But they put the french fries in them with the fucking cooked onions. Oh. Jesus fucking Christ. It's called Dos Hermanos steak sandwich place. The Yankees, when they practice in the city, like when they practice in the Bronx, two of the Yankees live in the Guttenberg. They go over there and they get 30 fucking sandwiches and they bring them into the city. That's how good the steak sandwich is at Dos Hermanos.
Dos Hermanos?
Yeah, George will take you. George, and you also have to go to 70th and Manhattan and get some Cuban Chinese food. That will probably, after you have the Cuban Chinese food, you will probably never come back here again because that's a Jew's paradise. They fucking love it. Oh, I tell you whose favorite restaurant that is. Henry Winkler, the Fonz, lives on 70th and Broadway. And he was telling me that whenever he's in New York, he goes, I take the fucking plane. He goes, I have the limo driver from the airport stop at the Cuban place, the Cuban Chinese place, and get me food and I go home.
And that's Dos Hermanos or that's something else?
No, that's right in Manhattan. On 71st Street, by Sussman's, by Stand Up New York up there. Ask around. There's a Cuban Chinese place on the corner, 71st and Broadway, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called.
When are you going to open up a Cuban Jewish food place?
Who?
You.
Listen, bro, if you have the Cuban chicken soup in Fort Lee, New Jersey, across, you'll see the similarities with the matzo ball broth.
Really?
It's so fucking good. It's so fucking good. When it's real chicken, when they take the bones out before they give you the chicken soup, it's so fucking real. Oh, my God, but a Cuban fucking... Can you imagine a pastrami sandwich of black beans and rice? We'd be killing motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
Killing motherfuckers.
Why don't they have that?
Oh, my God. A pastrami sandwich with fucking black beans and rice and fried bananas.
And press.
Oh, my God. In fact, I'm going for Cuban food today. I'm meeting Rudy Sarzo.
The
guitar player over at Criollo. We're going to lunch. he just got back from tour with Yves Mongstein or whatever the fuck. And he sent me an email. We're going over to get some Cuban food in Burbank across from Costco there. But yeah, they got some Cuban Chinese food in Manhattan. Two people have told me. When I did, you know who was talking about it? When I did Children's Hospital. Fonz was talking about it with some other actress that's big time. And she said that she goes there 3 fucking times a week when she's in Manhattan because she lives around the corner. She goes, and they're both white. These are white people. I'm telling you, when you go into this fucking Cuban Chinese place, for starters, do not go in there high. Do not go in there high, because when you see a Chinese person... No, because when you see a Chinese person talking Spanish, you have never been more freaked out in your life. When you see a guy that's Chinier than fucking... When he's chinkier than Bobby Lee, and he's talking Spanish like me, oye, dame una orden de arroz con chuleta mojada y dame un... You'll fucking die. When you see a Chinese guy talking in Spanish, you fucking die. It's the worst adventure of your fucking life. So me, Lee, take 2 minutes and tell my fucking other Jewish brother how strong the hash gumi bears are that we ate the other day.
Oh, God. I had like, what was it? You said 200 milligrams?
It's 200.
You got four.
Okay, there's 3 pieces.
These are Los Gumis?
Little smoothies. They're called Los Gumis Hermanos. And they're watermelon. It doesn't tell you, it says ish, but it doesn't tell you the amount of THC. Also available in black cherry, lime, mango.
Well, it was the most I had ever had.
2 fucking 50 milligrams of high grade hash oil.
Oh.
That's what's in them. Now, I love my Chiba Chews. Auntie Dolores has had a 500 milligram fucking brownie that will put you on another planet. You'll see Martians and Jimi Hendrix and John Lennon and Yoko Ono will suck your dick with a fucking captain's hat on. But these fucking gooby bears, we're going to eat these motherfuckers right now. What do you think, Lisa? You take one and I take 2 of them. I got to go to the doctor anyway.
How many do you have? How many left do you have?
None for you, cocksucker.
Oh, motherfucker.
Nah, when are you coming back?
I think I'm going to be there Friday the 11th.
Oh, then I'll have some for you.
Whatever that is, just for one day.
Look at that.
I'll make a trip.
I mean, they are So fucking strong. You take a fucking Chibo chew and you mix it with one of these gooey bears, they'll find you another planet. You'll wake up next to Buzz Aldrin and shit like that. Eat that motherfucker, Lee. You broke it in half.
I did.
Let me see the other half. Eat the... No, come on, Lee. Can't waste it. You got a kid coming.
For scale, how much of those Auntie Dolores peanut butter brownies? How much are those in them?
Well, I got a bag of shit right here.
Are those like 350 milligrams? How much are those? 250 milligrams? How much are those? Because those kill me.
Which ones?
The peanut butter brownies, the ones that kind of have the Russians are next to Ralph. And,
let me tell you what I got. Auntie Dolores, let me tell you what I got in my travel bag. I got caramel corn that Lee's gonna eat a bag at before we leave.
No, today. Jesus.
I got
Ari, I don't know how you go on the road with him. I couldn't talk for 2 nights. I don't know how you do it with him. I couldn't talk. I could barely move. I was
I got an Auntie Dolores 100 milligram bite.
Which you gotta watch yourself.
And I got the other medical cannabis, the mint chocolate chip brownie. Oh, I think they go around 80, 90. But this Tashrol. Listen,
that's good though. That's the thing people don't understand. They're also good. You don't taste the stuff.
No, the gummy bear, you don't taste anything.
You don't taste it. It's really delicious. I gave one to Eddie Bravo. He was fucked up. That's the night fucking Lee got Fettuccine Alfredo at Original Joe's.
I couldn't.
Fucking.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Original Joe's.
Yeah, I high to the fucking Original Joe's in San Jose. Oh, you went?
Yeah, I took it three times in a row. We went. Listen, you know what else I got here in front of me? I got a jar of Quaaludes. I'll save you one of these too.
All right.
Somebody gave me a Quaalude.
I'll do one of those for you. I've heard you tell so many stories about it. I've never seen a Quaalude in public. I'll take a Quaalude. Oh, well, see what it's like. Fuck. What did you put out?
Yeah, I got four of them here. Me, you, Lee, and we'll split one three ways and shit. And we'll give it to a chick. They used to call these leg spreaders in the 80s. I don't know if you still get the same results. But so what's going on in New York? Tell me something good. You're lifting weights, you're doing jumping jacks. What are you doing?
Oh my God, this whole city is just fucking, it's like it's in the heat. Everyone is, the girls don't dress in anything. It's hot, so everyone has tube tops on and mini skirts and little shorts to show the bottom of your butt cheeks. And everywhere you go, you just pass these girls in the streets or you walk next to them for two blocks. So you just get a boner for fucking days. It's so hard. Everywhere I go, I'm just filled with desire. And everyone is here. And then it rains, and you see a bunch of like hot girls in barely any clothes with like wet shoulders and hair. Oh, my God. I'm about to start masturbating in the subway.
So where are you right now? You're on the subway?
No, right now I'm on the street. I have a girl sleeping over, so I went outside so I wouldn't wake her up.
So
they're doing construction in my place behind me.
They start at 8 in the morning. That's why you called up this morning. You told me yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be able to sleep through it every other day. Someday, if I'm not heavy sleeping, I'm not going to be able to sleep through it. The buzzsaw, I can sleep through that. The nailing, I have trouble with.
So what else is going on? Tell me what's cracking. You're going on the road. You're writing. You're singing. I met with Chill yesterday. I got to get an answer by next week. Yeah. I liked him. I'm going to shoot a special with somebody. I don't know who yet, but we're going to make this happen, Lisa.
Yeah, the Chill guys are cool. Even if you don't shoot something with them, they're still cool guys. But I'm just here for the next 2 months, almost all, just in the city. At least till like mid-August.
And then you come back here?
I'm trying to get in.
I'll be back there September 12th and 14th, or 13th and 14th. I'm playing Gotham. And I'm doing Arnie Lang that Thursday night. So I'm going to get a hotel today in the city. I got to talk to George because I don't have to be there till 10:45 at night, so I'm not really going to walk around the city, except one day I'm going to go to San Gennaro Feast and see how it looks.
Oh, here?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I think I'm just going to get a hotel in Fort Lee and have my buddies drive me in and pick me up at night and drive me back, and I'll pay them or something like that.
All right. Well, then I can get you a hotel while you're doing the shows.
They gave me an amount to get a hotel or use the plane tickets. All right. And they said that we don't really have.
Look at that, real Jew. The non-Jews don't understand that. They say, "Well, they gave me $700 for a plane ticket. I could have used that all." Like, no, you don't. Use $250 and then you pocket $450. Use your head.
Well, I'm gonna. I gotta fly in though too. I gotta fly into to Newark, and then I'm gonna go from Newark.
I'll take you to this place after Artie's show. This is Mamoon Falafel. Next to, there's one next to there's one in East Village, and there's one next to the Cellar.
What do they got?
They got falafels.
It's delicious.
What are falafels?
What is falafel?
Yeah.
It's ground chickpeas, deep fried. It's Middle Eastern food. Israeli Middle Eastern food.
How about I hit you in the fucking head with chickpeas, cocksucker? I don't eat chickpeas, all right? They got gyros? I'll eat a fucking gyro. That's my shit.
It's the Israeli version of gyro. Shawarma is the Israeli gyro.
But what do they put?
And they leave the chickpeas out. They put in just, it's straight the meat that just turns in a spit, you know, the upright spit that just turns all the time. I feel like a heater.
Good. You can't have them put it's best with hummus on it, but he won't eat hummus.
I don't even like it on my fucking table. I hate hummus more than I hate fucking ranch dressing together.
Really?
Oh,
you don't like it though.
The smell of fucking hummus drives me bananas. Especially when I'm on a plane and some fucking jerk off whips it out. I want to fucking say something to him. You know, on a plane everything smells different. A fart smells different. McDonald's smells fucking different. Everything smells different.
I want to know who the fuck is buying severe ethnic food and saving it for the plane.
A lot of people do that shit.
Fucking deep Laotian stuff. It smells like my grandmother's asshole.
No, I know. It's fucking disgusting. They pull out that immigrant food from another nation.
Yeah.
Listen, I went to a Cuban place in Tennessee last week.
Eat it at the gate. Yeah.
I got to tell you something. I fucking went to a Cuban place in Lexington, Kentucky. I got to tell you, Ari, delicious. Ari, delicious. Yeah. But they fried foods in there in oil. My clothes stunk so fucking bad. I had to put them in a bag and put them in my luggage so they wouldn't stink up the rest of the dirty clothes. Like, I had to take my luggage, open it up, and I remember being a kid and going, "My, you gotta do me a favor. You can't cook with that oil no more. It's killing me. It's killing me. My stink, my neck. When I sweat, it's in my sweat. I hate that fucking ethnic oil.
It comes out of you?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it in my clothes. My wife makes pork chops sometimes. The house smells like that, and I gotta look at it and go, all that stink for this, for fucking two pork chops? Not my clothes stink.
Pork chops are overrated.
No, listen, okay, bro. Here's the deal. You get nice thin. Food. There's only two ways to eat a pork chop. You fucking get nice thin ones and put them on the grill and get some red beans and rice, or you go to the Bronx and get. Listen, bro. Take a fucking train to Grand Cronk Concourse. Get your fucking phone out and find the Puerto Rican restaurant. Go in there and get the red beans and rice with the fucking pork chop. Nobody makes a pork chop. Nobody makes a pork chop like a Puerto Rican. And I tell you this not in a comical way. I tell you this from my heart. When I grew up with Fernie Basasudo, and his mother was Puerto Rican, the father was Cuban. The mother would make pork chops and put them in a brown bag over the refrigerator, like a burglar bag. They were fucking delicious. I would eat those things every time I go to Fernie's house. I would excuse myself and just go to the bathroom for fake just to steal a pork chop. His mother would say, "Who ate all the pork chops? I eat 6, 7. Nobody makes a pork chop like a Puerto Rican, Ari. And you got to go to the Bronx to Arthur Avenue and get some fucking Italian food.
Yeah, I haven't gotten Puerto Rican food yet.
No, you got to go to Arthur Avenue in the Bronx and get yourself a plate of spaghetti and meatballs and call me right from the fucking restaurant.
Where?
Arthur Avenue in the Bronx.
Arthur Avenue in the Bronx.
That's where they still got the best fucking spaghetti. Tremendous. And you got to get a hold of fucking, what's his name? Bert Kreischer. And tell him to get a hold of Adam Richman for you. You know Adam Richman.
Adam Richman?
Yeah. And you ask Adam Richman anything. You go, "Adam Richman, I'm looking for a fucking Vietnamese Jew restaurant." You give Adam Richman 3 minutes, he'll find it for you in Jamaica, Queens. They're there. Somebody's got some fucking Vietnamese guy married a Jewish chick and opened up a deli. I guarantee you. But if it's there, that kid Adam Richman knows exactly where it is. He knows this country really good for food.
Food guy.
Adam Richman.
Not the comic.
But
fucking
the Brooklyn and the Bronx, he knows like the back of his fucking hand to the point. He'll even say, "What do you want in your meatball? You want the meatball or you want the meatball with the lamb and the fucking pork in it for flavor?" And you'll sit there and go, "What are you talking about?" That's how good Adam
Richman. What are you talking about? What is that?
Well, there's there's people who make meatballs certain ways. So a lot of people use like meat and pork and like fucking a little bit of lamb for flavor. And then they make the meatball. Some people just take fucking, you know, some white people just take a meatball with Italian breadcrumbs and dip it in egg. And you know what I'm saying? So he has the fucking people who use the meat. That's how good he is about restaurant spots in New York City. Where you doing most of your spots at?
The Stand on like 20th and 3rd.
How was that?
They opened up in like October. It's got great food. They hired like they have an upstairs and a downstairs. Upstairs they got a bar, but they hired like a chef to cook the meals, like a culinary academy chef. So the food is like it's not bar food like regular clubs. It's like they have tuna tartare cannolis. It's just like nice food, and this bread pudding that's so good. When I got high, I sit at that back table and shoot drinking desserts.
I'm already getting high on this fucking edible. I swear to God, Ari Shafir.
Really?
That's how good? Yeah, yeah.
Kicks in that fat.
But I was already a little high from the Chibo Chew this morning. I had for breakfast because they have a Chibo Chew. That's a little lower.
Not your second. You're on a second edible. It's not even 7 a.m.
Fuck. Who the fuck? It's the 4th of July. There's not fireworks just in the sky. I got fireworks in my head and my digestive tract. I got fire. And I went to acupuncture yesterday, so I feel bad. I wasn't supposed to eat edibles this week.
This girl bought the popcorn that's visiting me for 4th of July, so we're going to have the popcorn tomorrow.
Really?
You and watch fireworks.
Where are you going for the 4th, my little? Where are you going for the 4th, brother?
Renazisi invited me over to Long Island, but it was late, so I think I'm just going to do this barbecue at this guy Wayne Rader's apartment. He used to book fans of New York and Boston Comedy Club, and so he's barbecue. He's got a roof we can watch the fireworks on.
So who's giving you most of the spots? There. The Stand, then?
Mostly the Stand. Also a bunch of stand-up New York, and then I'm doing like little spots around, you know, Brooklyn, like one-night rooms, you know, the hipster rooms. I'll do some of those. People's places at bars. They have bar shows here, but they're not bar shows like in L.A. In L.A., you just go to some bar and you do comedy, and there's always people there that just want to drink, and they're like, shut the fuck up. They don't want to hear your comedy. I always feel like I'm imposing on them. But here, they got separate rooms in the back of the bar. So they close the door, and it's like a whole separate area. So you're not imposing on anybody. And they're actually pretty good. You get like, you know, it's like a 30-person room. You get 28 people. It seems really packed.
Good for you. Ari, where should I take my special at?
What's on the list?
Houston, Texas.
That's not bad. They love you there. I mean, you're big in Texas. That's Houston, not a bad idea.
Sacramento.
What are your...
San Jose.
San Jose you just went to, so you can't do it there. Can't do it where they all saw everything you're going to do.
No, so Houston. No. I'm not doing that stuff. I'm doing a whole new hour. Houston, they told me... October, November, from this last week, because I taped the CD.
Is there a new hour from what you did?
Yeah. We're going.
How?
I don't know. We're gonna go for it.
In October, what are you gonna do? Like Festival Testament type stuff?
No. I'm gonna go for it. I got a bunch of shit in a notebook that's just not developed. That I've made little notes, and I'm gonna go for it. That's it.
What are you gonna do? Stuff you've been doing for 3 months for? Do stuff that's been a year or more.
No, I know how to work it out. I got this already half worked out, so it's pretty good. You know, when they offered this to me, I had a thing. I was like, well, maybe I'll take this hour and develop it till October. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. It's already, I've been doing this fucking hour since February, you know, and just in different situations. Like I was telling Lee, when I went to Columbus, I was telling Justin yesterday. I go, you know, Justin, when I went to Columbus this February, my stand-up was garbage. My stand-up was
really?
Shit. Yeah, I was having some bad sets because when my wife had the baby, I took that time off. And it really affected me differently, and I didn't make notes. I was writing a book only, and I was writing shit about the holidays and stuff. And I didn't really, and then I had to start all over again, and it was just weird how it happened. I had this shit in a notebook. You know, Ari, I got shit in notebooks that I've written that I've never looked at again. So I went back and I took all these bits out and all of a sudden, bam. So it's not like I had to write an hour from scratch. I'm lying to you.
Well, you already had all the ideas.
I probably got 20 minutes.
Write themselves already.
Yeah, I probably got 22 minutes right now. But once I take it on the road now and start stretching it and playing with it, it'll be an hour by October. Yeah, yeah. We'll be fine.
Well, that's good.
We'll be fucking fine, you know?
What about Bergen, then? What about New Jersey?
I got too many fucking knuckleheads in my hometown. They might start a fight and shoot somebody or shoot me. Who the fuck knows? Imagine getting shot at your own special.
You'd have to leave it in.
People are really digging the Storytellers, the thing you did for Comedy Central. I'm getting a lot of
They're waiting for yours to come out.
Fucking threatening me. When is yours coming out? fucking tell Ari to get it out there. I mean, people are like fucking buck wild over this shit.
Yeah, it looks good, man. This is
I've seen them. They look fucking... Hey, Ari, man, you started a thing. In 2 years, we're going to be like master storytellers. They're going to contact us to go into town and tell stories. Once upon a time, a long, 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 long time ago, lived a skinny Jew with glasses named Ari Shafir. You've been going out for commercials or anything? Nothing. Nothing. It's dead.
No, I have to tell Lawrence to introduce me. I forgot to get on him. Introduce me to... He knows somebody out here, Abrams or something, that he wants to hook me up with. Yeah, I got to do it. Because I don't do shit during the day. I just walk around and look at things. I should go on an audition once in a while. Yeah, that's a good point. I'll call Lawrence.
All right, we'll call Lawrence, and then we're going to San Francisco together. In October, right? Or November, we're going to fucking St. Louis together.
October 10th.
Yeah.
10th through 12th.
So we're going to San Francisco together. Fucking, are you going to be in New York September 12th through the 14th?
Let me look. I think I will. It's a weekend, right?
So yeah, if you're home, let's make it happen. You will go to Chance. You're not home?
12th through the 14th. No, I'm in Wisconsin.
All right. Where at in Wisconsin?
Madison.
That's a good room.
Yeah, the State Theater, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, it's a good room. Who are you doing that with?
It's me.
What's a good room?
Somebody from Wisconsin. I don't know.
All right, beautiful.
Yeah, I've heard about it, so I'm excited to go. Damn, but so you're going to be here. That would be fun.
I'll see you in Boston with Rogan.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going. I switched my dates when I'm shooting a movie in New York, and I'm going to shoot right from New York to Boston. I'm going to do the room
with
you.
What movie are you shooting in New York?
Some fucking 3 days. I had to move Michigan around. And then from there, I'm going from Boston to San Jose to do that 94 Jam special up there in Mountain Air with Russell Peters and Angela Johnson.
Are you going straight from Boston to San Jose?
Yeah, I'm not watching the fights. I'm not going to stay for the fights.
Oh, okay.
Those are good fights,
the fight
too.
Card wasn't that good.
No, it looks good. It's Morgan. It's,
like, but that's about it.
It's Rua against
Chael.
Against Sonnen. Who gives a fuck about that?
You know what? I'd like to see Sonnen get another fucking beating up for his marriage there. Gonna get home with a fucking black eye. Well, I love you, cocksucker. Don't forget about me. People are loving the storytellers. I'll save you a quaalude. And we'll get there. And when you come out next Friday, I'll have a gooby bear for you.
Is that a good place for it?
Yeah, when you come out next Friday, I have a big bear goobies for you. And I have some fucking tremendous Chibo chews. They got the new one for pain relief now. Did you know that?
For what?
Pain relief. So it gives you the cannabinoids. Cannabinoids, and it's got these fucking cannabinoids. Yeah, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying. Don't forget about me. I love you. Thank you for calling today, cocksucker.
You're going to give me a party bag full of drugs. I love it.
And don't forget, go get the Cuban Chinese food.
Oh, I'm going up there.
And I'm
going
to call George today and see when he can pick you up next week. I'll have George pick you up at Port Authority in Weehawken. Or you take the...
Yeah.
You take the... Have you taken the ferry yet to West New York or over to Jersey? I'll have him pick you up.
No, but I took the tram. You ever take the tram to Roosevelt Island?
Good, huh? Pretty fucking good, huh?
Yeah, it's cool. Okay. Yeah, you get up there high, you see the whole city.
Yeah, you take
the... Nobody knows about it.
You go to 48th Street there, and you take the fucking thing over to the Jersey side. Not the Hoboken, but the North Bergen, where the plane landed over there, the U.S. Air. And I'll have George pick you up on the other side and take you to Dos Hermanos. I talked to him today. Then he'll take you to a Chance, get you some egg rolls to take home. And then he'll put you back on the fucking bus. All right, we got to switch over. I love you, cocksucker.
All right, bye. Bye, Joey. Bye, Lee.
Bye.
Bye.
What's up, you sexy savage?
How are you?
We go from one sexy savage to the other. What's happening, beautiful?
Oh, how are you?
You know me. Still recovering from the weekend. We just ate some gooby bears for breakfast. And I'm going to make Lee eat some fucking caramel corn here to get the sugar to the next level.
It's 7:06 in the morning.
That's the
Joey.
Best time to fucking eat an edible. 7:06. Who wants to eat an edible at 2 p.m? With the
you
rest?
Do.
Well, that's at 2. We gotta eat one now. You know, Auntie Dolores is on the fucking phone. How are we gonna get our shit together? What's up, beautiful? Auntie Dolores, I gotta tell you something. After you left, a couple people came over to me and said, "Who was that girl? She was fucking hot. You had a couple fans there that night, Auntie Dolores." A couple guys were looking at you. They said you were banging and shit.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I'm
very
like, don't
sweet.
Be talking about Eddie Dolores like that to me. They were saying all sexual in Nintendos and shit. Lee was talking shit about you, how hot you were.
I was too hot to talk. And
he came over to me and goes, where's Auntie Dolores go?
I didn't say shit.
Don't fucking lie to me. You told me she was hot, cocksucker.
I was high during the first show. And I went outside to get some air, but it was too hot out to get, like, you wanted to be cold. It was, like, 80 degrees. I was freaking out because the door was locked to the club, and luckily she was going to the bathroom or something and saw me and let me in, and I couldn't even say thank you. God damn it. Because he gave me...
nervous look on your face.
He gave me one of yours. He gave me one of yours and then a gummy bear and expected me to be fine. And even you said, you're like the queen of edibles. Even you said, that's too much. Like, I don't think this is good.
I got to tell you something. There's some very good edibles out there in the market. And I love getting high. I don't like drinking. I don't like doing drugs. But I got to tell you something, Auntie Dolores. Your fucking brownie is so good.
Are you talking about the fudge cake, the 500 bite?
I'm talking about the fucking 500 bite. Yes, we're talking about the 500. Yeah. That thing is so
That's
yummy.
No joke.
You know how I do it, right? I eat the top layer off first, like a little kid. And then I save the guts for later, because the guts is where the good shit is at. Like, so when I get up in the morning, I eat the top layer like a little kid. And then by 1 o'clock after my meetings are done, I go home, I take a look at the baby. She's with Juana, and I eat the rest of those fucking guts, and I drink a big thing of water. Oh, my God. By 6
Please
o'clock.
Keep your edibles away from the baby.
I keep them in my own room. I keep the edibles locked.
Oh, my God. When I hear room. Edibles and baby in the same sentence, I immediately go into, like,
sometimes the crumbs,
panic mode.
I tell you what, the fucking crumb hit the floor and Demi ate it. That motherfucker slept for 18 hours straight. I was poking him by the fucking refrigerator. I was kicking him, and he was passed out. I got a cat that loves chocolate. You know how they're not supposed to eat chocolate? This thing fell, and this motherfucker ran. I'm like, Demi, no. He ate, and he knows Demi. Demi's got a cat with a personality, like he's a jokester. So he thought he was going to get the chocolate and play a joke on me. Little did he know, I fucked him in the ass, that cocksucker. He was on that stand all the way on the top thing. I swear to God, I go by now. Demi, every time you walk by Demi, he goes, wow. He wasn't saying dick. I'd walk by him and look him straight in the eye. He'd just look at me like, dog, I can't even say nothing. I'm so fucked up. So,
well, that's why we added that to the packaging, because it used to say, keep out of reach of children, and we put and pets, because there's so many accidents with pets and edibles. I mean, it's just, and then you got to worry about the chocolate, too. It's no good.
Listen, I'm not even worried about the dogs. I'm worried about the accidents I get in my house and shit. Fuck that. Sometimes I eat an edible and I have fucking accidents at the house just sitting there. The remote control falls, you know. It's a fucking nightmare.
My problem is I don't have accidents like that with edibles, because I know how to dose our product. I'm scared to try other products, I'll be honest with you. Like, people give me stuff all the time, and I do try it, but I go slow, just like I would as if I had a really low tolerance, because I don't know how it's going to affect me, and most times it doesn't, because my tolerance is pretty high. But here's the other thing, dabs, man, they fuck me up. Like, I can't even do a dab. You would think I'd be able to handle that, right? I can't. Like, it's too much THC for me all at once, and I guess because there's nothing, I don't know, it's too much, and I get really...
Which
really
one, the brownie?
Anxious. No, doing dabs, like, you know, going to the hash bar and taking one, and I'm like, you know, it just sends me to another planet, like, more than edibles do. It's weird, but I think it's just because I've got this tolerance for edibles, so now I'm trying something else. It's like another way to get the medicine, and for me it's too intense. I guess I gotta break myself in a little bit better with it and go slow.
Your edible, the brownie I ate the other night, at first I don't know if you noticed, at one part of the night I had to get up and I was holding onto the stairway. Did you see that?
I did see that. Right, I was worried about you, because you took...
Worried about him.
I think you had half. You had 250 milligrams, right before you went on. And it hit you really fast. Like, I noticed that you were feeling it, like, within... It seemed like 20 minutes. And usually, like, if it hits you that fast, it's going to come on really, really strong. So... but you did a great set, man. I was rolling. You are fucking funny. I mean, I knew you're funny, but that was the first time I've seen your show. So that
funny
was
how? Really funny, cool. What do you mean? Live, funny, anyway. Ha-ha, funny. Funny how? Funny the other funny? Funny,
I'm no, here to amuse you? Timing is just so slick.
No, I'm just playing with you.
It's cool. Because, you know, I've seen, like, clips and stuff online, but, like, when you're there and you get to see all your fans and stuff around, it's just, people are really cracking up. It was good.
We had a good time. We have a good time at the shows, but, no, that night I ate the thing right in front of you. And at one point, I'm like, oh, this is not good. It's a point where you feel your blood pressure's dropping. And I got up, and I went over to the stairway, and I held to the handle, and I asked the manager, I go, what do you have for appetizers? And this motherfucker's running the menu by me. He's like, well, I have this, I have that. I go, just bring me some. And he kept coming back going, how about some fries? And I'm like, just fucking bring me something. And he came back with those five shrimp. And until that time, I was spinning out of control. I would have not gone on stage. I would have gone on stage and told him the truth and just laid on the floor. That's it.
Hey, I would just... If you ever have that come up again and you get too high, try some CBD. You know, if you smoke some Harlequin or one of these other CBD-rich strains, you know,
what's
that
CBD?
Can really balance it out.
What's a CBD?
CBD is cannabidiol. It's another cannabinoid that's present in cannabis. Not all strains have it. And then there's some strains that are, you know, being grown that are really rich in that cannabinoid, but it doesn't get you high though, and it has a whole bunch of health benefits. But one of the things that it is effective for, and not a lot of people know this, I guess, is that it can act as an antidote to THC in a sense. Like if you smoke too much or you're just too high from THC, if you smoke a CBD rich strain like Harlequin, it will actually bring you down.
I don't even know where to fucking get Harlequin.
What's that?
I don't even know where to get that strain at.
Well, it's hard to get because, one, it's it appeals to a certain type of patient, and many of the patients that want it are not interested in getting high. They're interested in all the medicinal benefits, and the list is very, very long. Just go online, type in CBD. There's so much research out there, you know, but it is hard to get if you're going to clubs that specialize in, you know, high THC strains. Everybody's interested in getting high, but there's plenty of folks out there that want the medicinal as well. But I can get you in touch with the right people for that.
All right, because I have accidents all the time. I OD every other week. So I'm going to OD today. I have a feeling.
We've got some CBD edibles too. I can give you some of those. The problem is they don't hit you as fast. So if you're using it in that way, you're better off smoking it or vaping it. You know, I'll get you some of that.
This is great.
I use it all the time. What's funny is like I'm sitting outside because I'm staying with my friends down here, and when I come down here, they give me a room to stay in and stuff. It's cool, but like it's early in the morning. I don't want to get on the phone and wake them up, so I'm sitting in my car and I'm like, I'm rolling a joint. I'm like, I'm gonna smoke some Harlequin right now because like it just chills you out. It kind of gives you, it's not the same buzz, obviously it's THC, but it is it's really nice. I would definitely suggest it if you've never tried it to smoke it alone. Don't mix it with anything else. But I was trying to mix it with something else, my little smorgasbord. I got like a little, you know, a little jar that's filled with a bunch of different stuff, right? And I just roll joints with that. So but I'm sitting here and I'm like mixing up all my stuff and I'm like, am I smoking CBD or what? And I started smoking it and I got high. So I guess it wasn't the Harlequin nonetheless, because I feel pretty high right now. And I haven't even had an edible yet.
Well, you better get on it. It's 7:06. You're fucking slipping. You know what I'm saying? Where are you doing a demo at today?
I'm way behind schedule. Oh man, today is gonna be nuts. But it's gonna be a lot of fun. I got a demo tasting happening up at Hollyweed.
All right.
That should be fun from 4 to 7. If people are down to come check that out, we're doing another one out in Venice on Friday at California Alternative Caregivers, 4 to 7 on Friday.
All right.
So I'm just trying to get some visits in to some of our other clubs, and I've got a new sales rep down here that I'm training. What else?
Yeah, he went to NoHo Organic, so tell him to take good care of them, their family.
Yeah, I think our delivery person dropped those off a few weeks back.
Yeah, they're my home.
I want to follow up with those guys and see what's up. But yeah.
I'm going there today.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm going there today. You know? Yeah. I love Jay, and I love Divine. I love Divine Wellness. I love them, all the guys over there. The edibles they have are probably the best. They have a great selection. Yeah. They really push your stuff. But I also love NoHo. Yeah, I like NoHo Organic. I'm loyal to my two spots. I really do like them a lot. And
good for you.
Yeah, they're good. It's like It's like going to a fucking doctor's office every day. Yeah. And I go every day. I go whether or not I need weed. I still go over there and give them a 20 and get some weed to go. And listen, you can never have enough weed. What happens if there's a fucking earthquake here? What happens if there's an earthquake and I got a gram of weed at the fucking house? Somebody's going to get choked in 2 days. But if we got a quarter, a couple ounces at the house, there's an earthquake, you don't give a fuck. You got it under control. I always got extra papers in a baggie just in case there's a flood.
I can't believe you were worried about him. And
fuck you, cocksucker.
I'm already fucked up now.
You're already fucked up? How can you be fucked up?
You gave me a fucking edible.
No,
at 6
so
in the
what?
Morning.
That's what we're supposed to do. You got to get up. You haven't even done jumping jacks or nothing, cocksucker.
I can't stand up right now.
What are you doing tonight, my love? You'll be around?
You know what? I don't have plans, but I'm in this demo until like 8 or something.
I'll give you a holler around 9. I'm going to do a spot at the HaHa up in the Valley in Studio City. Right down the block from Divine Wellness. You come up, we'll hang out.
I want to check that out. What time are you going on?
I'll call you when I get out of jiu-jitsu. I got out of jiu-jitsu at 10. I'll call you and see where you're at.
Yeah.
So it's right down the block. It's right down the block from Divine Wellness. We're going to hang out and smoke some dope. With any luck, the Mexican taco lady will be out there tonight with some hot dogs, with some bacon around them, motherfucker. Are you a vegetarian?
No.
Okay, beautiful. We got tacos for your chicken and beef and pork.
Yeah, I'm supposed to hang out with my friend Danny, and you know what? He's a fan, so I'm sure he'd be stoked to come with me, you know?
All right, I'll give you it's right down the block from Divine Wellness, so you're right across from the bank. Right there's a little comedy club. I'll put your name on the list. You go over there, you hang out. We'll have a cocktail.
The Ha Ha
Cafe. Lee will be there.
Nice.
Oh, Lee's got to work tonight. He's got an interview at 3. Fuck him. And his fucking interview, cocksucker. He got no interview at 3. Nobody's doing dick after 1.
Well, they are.
No.
They're meeting me.
When I got up this morning on my block, there's no cars. That means nobody's fucking working. How you like them there, apples? I love you, Andy Dolores. I'm happy you called today. Thank you for coming to the show and supporting us always. You have the best motherfucking... love in the world. I love you. You're sexy savage.
I love you too, sweetie.
I told Ari yesterday you were a sexy savage, and he couldn't believe it. He goes, that sucks. She makes edibles, and she's a sexy savage. That sucks.
I love you too, man. I'll see you later tonight.
I'll see you tonight. Thank you for calling, Mama. When is the 500 milligram going to be available?
Next week, it looks like. We're supposed to get the bags this week. So if there's no delays there, they'll be hitting the clubs next week. If not, the week after, for sure.
And Auntie Dolores, we're going to eat you on the first live podcast. That doesn't sound good. We're going to eat you.
500 milligrams yeah. Fudge cake.
We're going to split it 3 ways. That's what we're doing for the first fucking live podcast, July 29th at the Ice House. We're eating that motherfucker 3 ways.
All right. Okay, I'm going to bring you some tonight, too.
All right, I love you. Thank you for always being a savage. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
How lucky are we? Let me give some shout-outs to some motherfuckers here for being the best people in the world. Clinton Lawrence, Death Squad Down Under, I love you guys. Death Squad everywhere, I love you cocksuckers. Matthew Conway, you're killing me. Jay Dummy, April Falashi, you sexy bitch. I'll eat your fucking toenails if you let me. Leon Vegas Suarez, you over there in Germany or in Spain jumping up and down. And Maria Ren or whatever his fucking name is. Mario Ren, I don't know what his fucking name is. I'm too high to even talk here. Also, for you people trying to get in shape, and you people trying to get your life together, go to Honored.com. Check fucking Bad Andy, that's his fucking name. I love you. Michelle Carroll, I love you too, you sexy bitch. Look, you got a bikini and a monkey in your fucking Twitter picture. Not a real monkey. Yeah, a monkey, not a pussy. But she got a picture of a fucking her with a bikini top.
How high are you right now? You went on like three different conversations at once.
I'm not going to tell you how high I am. It's none of your business.
You just threw your glasses off.
That's right.
That's like an old sitcom. Like, I'm outraged.
I fucking had it, all right? Put a little sweet emotion. I want to see you dance with the people at school.
Do you want to finish?
No, I want you to play. I want you to put on Illusion real quick.
By who?
Doesn't matter. Just put on Illusion. Just
put on any Illusion.
It's called Illusion.
All right, let's look. Illusion YouTube.
What's the name of this band that sings it?
That doesn't say showing me optical illusion.
No, just Illusion.
That's what I'm doing. God damn it, Jeremy. Let's see. Let's see if this is it.
It's the soundtrack to FX. It's the last song.
Is this it?
There you go. Take the earphones off. Let me see you dance with Uncle Joe. This is a jam. This is what I was dancing 1082, eating quaaludes. Illusion. Oh, shit. Go to onnit.com, motherfuckers. Get your shit together. Crank that motherfucker, Lee. No, what are you snapping your fingers for? You Sammy Davis?
You told me to dance.
No, dance.
That's how white people dance.
No, you're Jewish.
That's the whitest of the white. Well, maybe not. Third, maybe second. I don't like
Open
this music
video. I ever have to say it's just an illusion. Get up, Lee. Let me see the wiggle for daddy. Give me a little shot. Boom. What?
Uh-oh.
I think you're getting up and dancing.
I can't get up right now.
What's the problem?
What's the problem? Give me a gummy bear at 6 in the morning.
So what? You gotta get it together, dog.
I have it together, but you have to make a choice between me dancing and me doing a gummy bear.
You give Honor a shout out. Did you go to Honor.com and look at the strong bone today? Did you go to Honor.com and get your fucking alpha brain?
Absolutely.
Get your life together. It's July 1st and you're fucking slipping. You got 6 months left in 2013. Have you done... What's wrong with you? Have you done your fucking thing? Have you done your thing? 2013, have you accomplished any of your goals? You need help. You don't need a life coach. You don't need to listen to this shit or any other podcast. Get some alpha brain. Learn to focus a little bit on what the fuck you want. You ever look at that chick and you go, I wonder what's under that miniskirt? Take some fucking alpha brain and you can see right fucking through the miniskirt and see what that bush looks like and take it from there. That's all I got to tell you today.
That's it.
That's it.
And after you look at that girl's skirt, go to Hulu Plus, through the banner on joeydiaz.net, or go to huluplus.com/joey. I just looked right now, they have the Chappelle Show on there, which I fucked up.
General motherfucking Hospital?
General Hospital, Lost in Space.
Come on now. We ain't fucking around on Hulu Plus. Like? I've been telling you people for the last month, I'm sick and tired of telling you. Go to joeydiaz.net, go to Hulu Plus, put Joey in there, get 2 free weeks of fucking Hulu. Starts tomorrow, and I'll tell you why. It's the 4th of July, what are you going to do? Listen to your fucking relatives all day. Talk about shit. What's on the baseball all-star game? Whoopee. Fuck that shit. Get some Hulu. Catch up on the Chappelle Show. Get a couple episodes of General Hospital. Maybe you missed SNL when Justin Timberlake fell back. Oh, it was so funny. Watch that too.
And when you're at the barbecue, you don't want to be at. If you have an iPhone, an iPad.
There you go. Right down
Droid
the phone.
Phones.
Somebody's right giving you a fucking ear beating. You get your phone. Boop. And you watch fucking Chameleon like a doctor. Who the fuck's going to say something to you? You put the earphone on, the earplug, and just nod. Make believe like you're paying attention to that stupid fucking story. And beside that, what do you want me to tell you? It's July the 3rd. Tomorrow you're going to lift some fucking fireworks. In my youth, I'd be in Chinatown negotiating with Chinese people right now, picking up an egg roll, a pack of fucking firecrackers, some cherry bombs.
Did you do firecrackers?
I did everything as a kid. Nigga chases everything.
What? What are those?
It's a bottle rocket. You cut the stick off and it just spins around and chases black people. No disrespect to nobody. That's what they call them, nigga chases. What do you mean to tell you?
I never did fireworks.
So if you found the bottle rocket, you took the stick off, it went crazy. A lot of people don't know this.
Chase black people. No.
Chase black people. That's it. A couple of Arabs, but there was no Arabs then. So
there was no Arabs.
Okay. I had a fucking half a stick of dynamite one time. As a
no,
kid.
You didn't.
Yes, I fucking did.
Like one of the cartoons.
You can go to Chinatown and buy anything in those days.
When you say dynamite, like you mean like from the movies or like a cartoon where it's like a red stick.
Half a fucking stick. with a long ass fuse for a fucking. We're gonna take out a block.
How did you get dynamite?
Fucking, don't worry about it. What are you asking questions for? It's like 30 fucking years ago and shit. I think we ended up throwing it in the Hudson. We got scared.
That's like my most terrifying thought. Like you with dynamite.
Fuck it. With reefer and an edible for Anthony Dolores and Chibo Chew and some fucking Caligula juice. Look at the shape of you, Lee. What am I going to take? What interview? You ain't going to this interview.
I have to.
You haven't swam in 2 weeks. You don't juice no more. You don't take care of yourself. You lose 70 pounds. You go off the deep end. You're eating.
I don't go off the deep end.
You should have seen him in Original Jersey. He was taking the spaghetti with his hands.
I was not.
What his mouth like an Egyptian king, like a fucking.
What are the people like going to think now? Roman they're not going to invite soldier. Me over for dinner now because
no, you were picking up the food. He was picking up the fettuccine Alfredo, looking at me, just dipping it in his mouth like a fucking gavone.
I couldn't breathe it. I had to think about breathing when we were there that night.
You're thinking about breathing, cocksucker. You were eating.
I was not. I had about a quarter of the plate because it was.
See, I had a quarter of the plate. No, I had a quarter of the plate, cocksucker.
Well,
you ate bread.
You gave me two fucking edibles, fucking gummy
bears. Oh, so blame it on the fucking edible.
I am going to blame it on the edible.
It's so funny because I was talking to some fucking. I don't mean to insult nobody. Some fucking AA guy the other day about coke, and he was telling me how he blamed the last 10 years of his life on cocaine. I'm like, you know. That's an easy fucking cop out. I could have blamed a lot of shit on cocaine.
It was me.
I fucking added that fuel. What?
Stop it. Relax. Take a deep breath. The angriest guy in edibles.
We're beautiful. I'm not angry.
Why? When you said I don't want to offend anyone before you said AA, why would that offend anyone?
People get offended. You know, they say I'm an AA guy.
But you just called it a firework, a nigger chaser, and you're like, I don't want to say the word AA.
I don't want to offend nobody. You know, that's what they call them. What do you want me to fucking tell you? You know, I love black people.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't understand why AA would be an issue. I
don't fucking know. You know, AA people, they're all undercover. They don't want people to know they're AA. They're a friend of John or a friend of Joe, whatever the fuck.
I didn't know.
You know how it goes, dog. I'm not here to offend nobody. I'm just trying to get a few laughs and for you to start your day off, write your goals, wash your pussy. You know what I'm saying? Wash your feet, spray some Desnex in your nutsack. It's going to be hot out there today. You know what? I got an itch. My fucking balls are fucking rare right now.
Do you put baby powder on them?
Sometimes I forget to rub Desnex. My wife yells at me, you're not rubbing the Desnex on you. I popped all the pimples on my ass. I got to go to the doctor and say, take a shot. Oof. I'm ready. You know what I'm saying?
I always have to, especially if I'm going to walk, I have to have baby powder with me.
Why? What happens?
It hurts. Like if we had been in San Jose and it was hot and like you were sweating, it would have been an issue. Like even when I was younger, it always used to happen. But
so you're gonna get a hooker this weekend?
No, I'm not gonna get a hooker this weekend.
We got this little girl coming over. She's gonna stomach you or what?
No, it's a verb. No, stomach is a verb.
Yeah, stomach is everything. Stomach is whatever you want it to be. So what's going on?
What, she's going to come
is
over?
When is the little Jews jumping up?
Saturday.
So Saturday, this Saturday?
Yes. Guess what I'm doing on Friday?
What?
The New Art's having a midnight showing of Jaws. I've never been to the New Art. I'm excited. I'm bringing the girl. I know you're like, what the fuck are you going to go to the New Art for? You can watch on your couch. You have a nice couch. You're going to have a nice fucking joint. I don't know. I'm excited.
You're going to take some edible to see Jaws?
No.
You're not going to bring an edible for her?
She's never smoked weed before.
That's even better.
No, it's not. That's mean. Sure, that's something you would do.
That's not mean.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not mean.
You still get. You just said you couldn't. Almost couldn't go on stage. She's 23.
Okay, so she's an old enough to consent. You give her a little caramel corn. You put it in the popcorn. She'll never know the difference.
So let me just make sure I understand what I'm saying.
You don't want to see Jaws straight. You don't want to see Jaws.
Yes, I do. It's a good movie.
It's a tremendous movie, but it's better if you fucking got a little edge to you.
What if it terrifies me? What if I freak out over the fucking fake shark?
Lee, get it together before I smack you. You understand me? You're not going to freak out over a fucking fake shark. You're 24 fucking years old.
When I'm on the edible, I can't be held
You know what? This is what's killing me about a fucking... That's it. I'm not listening to this shit no more. It's killing me a little. I'll fucking stab you with the American flag. It's the 4th of July. It's a beautiful time to have food and hang out with your fucking family. And but it's also a time to fucking reflect on why you're a fucking American, all right? We ain't pussies. We're fucking Americans. You understand me? Hit it, Lee. Get it together. I don't want to hear about unemployment or the president or this guy's a cocksucker. I want you to get up and be a fucking man and face it. That's what we do as an American. What would Abe Lincoln do and Thomas Jefferson?
I pledge allegiance.
That's right.
To the flag.
That's right.
Of the United States of America.
Two times.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God. indivisible.
No, it's not indivisible. It's invincible. For all. For invincible. That's what the fuck America is, you dumb motherfuckers. I don't want to hear about unemployment. I don't want to hear about Obama's wife. I don't want to hear about nothing. All I want to hear about is how you got up and you fucking washed your feet and you put nice sneakers on and you went out and you picked a piece of paper and you became a fucking American today. You didn't cry or fucking whine. That's all you need to do today. Have a happy 4th of July. Blow your fucking finger off, cocksuckers.
You're fucking unbelievable. Oh, I love you, buddy. So now that the show's over, guys, you got something to do tomorrow. You're going to relax this weekend. Go to Hulu Plus for all your favorite hit shows. There you can get the free trial at joeydiaz.net or with the Hulu Plus banner, or go to huluplus.com/joey. That's huluplus.com/joey or the banner at joeydiaz.net.
I'm sorry, I'm fucked up. Put the music on. A little fucking Children of the Grave. Let's kick them off with Children of the Grave. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday at 6 a.m. July 18th, Philadelphia. July 25th, the Ice House. July 29th, the live podcast with Lee Syed. Lee Syed, a very special guest.